Hi, I'm Chris Orr from Intergen. In this session, we're going to talk about CRM 2011 and SharePoint. So SharePoint's a pretty pervasive technology. Many, many organizations have it. And we've seen over the CRM 4 version that a vast majority of our customers and partner implementations actually integrate Dynamics CRM with SharePoint. And really, one of the goals for CRM 2011 was to try and make that integration process easy, to provide some native, out-of-the-box support for integrating SharePoint and CRM. Users really like SharePoint, right? Organizations really like the SharePoint framework, but we wanted to find a great way to surface that SharePoint functionality up into Dynamics CRM so that there was a consistent user experience for users working with SharePoint data from within the CRM. Right. CRM version 4 was challenging, right? Doing things like automatically creating document libraries and folders as we added CRM entity records required that we wrote quite a lot of moderately complex code. We were having to write plugins and so forth. So really, one of the focuses around 2011 was to try and solve some of those pain points and really lower the barrier to entry for those of us trying to integrate CRM 2011 and SharePoint. So, what are these new features around SharePoint and CRM 2011? It's really all about how can we access SharePoint documents from within the context of CRM, really surfacing SharePoint document libraries and folders from within the CRM 2011 interface. We have support for both SharePoint 2010 and SharePoint 2007, and that includes SharePoint 2010 online. Right, so we have the opportunity to potentially use CRM online plus SharePoint online to achieve a full in-the-cloud experience. And we can enable this integration, we can enable this exposure of documents inside the CRM 2011 UI on any entity that can be customized. So any of the customizable entities in CRM is able to be enabled for SharePoint document integration. So what are some of the key features of this? We have this concept of automatic SharePoint folder creation. So as we create new entity instances in CRM, we actually create a corresponding folder across in a SharePoint document library. We have multiple location support. So we can, for example, for a single entity instance, we can have locations, SharePoint locations across multiple SharePoint servers. It may be that we have one location stored in SharePoint Online, and another location stored in an on-premise SharePoint server. We have a native CRM look and feel for SharePoint documents. All right, so this means that when we expose a SharePoint document library inside the CRM interface, it looks and feels like it is CRM. Right, so a user is comfortable and familiar. In fact, users don't even need to know they're using SharePoint. And where we want to support back to SharePoint 2007, we have native support for rehosting an iframe-based copy of the SharePoint interface. So some of these features, like the ones marked there with an asterisk, do require SharePoint 2010 because they're reliant on a thing called the CRM list component for SharePoint, and that's a CRM 2010 sandbox solution. So obviously it's dependent on SharePoint 2010. So what's the high-level flow for this stuff? So sort of at the highest level, our IT guy sets up our SharePoint server. And in almost every organization that I go to, there's already a SharePoint server set up. Right. He'll probably also want to install the SharePoint list component for CRM. We can then go through within the CRM UI and choose the entities that we want to enable for document integration. And many of those are actually enabled out of the box. And you can have a look at the list of those inside the SDK. We're going to enter the URL of the SharePoint server, effectively the URL of the SharePoint location that we're going to use as the parent for our automatic folder creation. Right? So we can then turn on automatic folder creation. And we have an option of deciding whether we want to make this entity account-centric. And we'll talk a bit about account-centricity in three or four slides' time. And really, that's the setup, folks. So the setup is very, very simple. There's no code to write. There's no plugins to register. It's a very simple approach. And then in terms of use, right, for our sales rep, it's very, very easy for her to use. Right? So she can have automatic folder creation. So as she creates a new opportunity, for example, there's automatically a SharePoint folder created for her to be able to drop opportunity documents into, proposal documents, some of the specs of the product that we're going to be selling. We can also choose to import existing folders, right? We can create new folders, and then finally we can also add multiple locations. And adding multiple locations, as I mentioned before, allows us to potentially span across multiple SharePoint sites and servers. So how does this work in practice? So when we have the custom list component installed, our CRM user simply goes to the CRM user interface, and our list component actually is exposed through an iframe, but it's served up out of SharePoint, and it's going to go down through the SharePoint object model, and it's going to consume the appropriate data out of the SharePoint database. If we don't have that list component installed, now this applies if we, one, don't install it on SharePoint 2010, or two, if we're using SharePoint 2007, all right, what's going to happen is we're basically going to iframe a portion of the existing SharePoint UI, right? So we're going to iframe the document view that you get within SharePoint. We do still support multiple locations. We do still support doing this very simply and easily. What we don't get is we don't get that native CRM user interface listing out our documents. And the great thing is this is just SharePoint data, folks. So we can also have non-CRM users go and consume this information, consume these document libraries directly through SharePoint as they would with any other SharePoint document library. So we've spoken a little bit about it already, but the key to really making this stuff fly in SharePoint 2010 is this thing called the CRM list component. And basically, it provides a CRM grid look and feel for SharePoint documents. Right? So it exposes a SharePoint document library as a CRM grid with all of the rich look and feel that people are used to inside CRM. It's what supports the automatic creation of SharePoint folders. So if you want automatic folder creation, right, rather than having to go and create those folders manually, again, driven through the UI, you're going to need to have this component installed. So it's a SharePoint WSP that you deploy onto your SharePoint server, and it is a sandbox solution. It only works with SharePoint 2010. So if you want to take advantage of the CRM look and feel and automatic folder creation, you need to be running SharePoint 2010. So what does the list component actually end up looking like for us? So you'll see here that we have the list component installed, and you'll see that this looks just like a native Dynamics CRM grid. So we can also add existing locations, right? And that may be pointing to another SharePoint server altogether. When we add additional locations, we're then going to be able to choose those additional locations from the location selector right here inside the SharePoint list component. Now, automatic folder creation is something that's really neat. I know that we've done a lot of projects that we've actually implemented via plugins and automated folder creation mechanism ourselves. So getting this out of the box is really quite exciting. As I've mentioned before, it requires that we have SharePoint 2010 as the SharePoint server and that we have the CRM list component installed. But otherwise, this is the default approach. Right, so by default, we get a new folder every time we create an entity instance. These new folders are by default positioned under the default site, subject to this thing called account centricity that we'll talk about shortly. But at the end of the day, our admin can define the location as to where those folders ultimately end up. Our end user really doesn't have to worry about the intricacies of SharePoint. At the end of the day, for our end user, they see what appears to be a CRM document grid inside the CRM, and they really don't need to know anything about SharePoint if we don't want them to. We have this concept called account-centric folder creation, and what the goal is with this is to really think of the idea as an account as being a unified entity. So for many CRM applications, a lot of stuff hangs off account. Opportunities hang off accounts, contacts hang off accounts, quotes, proposals, invoices, all tend to hang off account. So with account-centric folder creation turned on, all of the documents for those entities that are related to that account end up under a single account-based folder hierarchy. So we end up with, under our default site, a folder called accounts. Within accounts, we end up with a folder for each account name. We end up with a folder for each entity name. So for example, opportunities, contacts, and then we have the actual records. So we can see here some example URLs. We've got SharePoint server WAC accounts, so this is account centric, WAC account name, in this case REI, WAC entity name, in this case opportunity, WAC, and the record name. So in terms of what this looks like as a hierarchy, obviously we have our default site, we have accounts, we have folders for each of the accounts that we have in our CRM application, and then within each account folder we have separate subfolders for the entities that are associated with that particular account. We also have an option to enable non-account centric folder creation. Right? And what this is going to do is simply put a folder for each entity underneath the default site. So again, in this case, when we've got non-account centric folder creation enabled, our opportunities sit directly in their own folder. So we effectively end up with a separate document library for each of the entities for which we've enabled non-account centric folder creation. We also have some interest in really the other side of the CRM SharePoint relationship. What does it look like, or how do we go about exposing CRM data back into SharePoint? So where SharePoint might be a unified enterprise portal for a company, we may want to somehow expose maybe a dashboard view of some CRM data or some other subset of CRM data back to the user via the SharePoint user interface. And really this is all about treating CRM almost as a back-end system with a SharePoint front-end. We want to allow the user to stay in the context of the SharePoint user interface, maybe to search for CRM data within the context of SharePoint. So the way we do this is we use the out-of-the-box SharePoint list web part, and we use a thing called business connectivity services. And business connectivity services are a general purpose adapter to allow us to connect SharePoint to back-end systems and have those back-end systems expose data as native SharePoint lists. So for those of you who have been around SharePoint for a while, you might know BCS is what was formerly known as the Business Data Catalog. And BCS is a way of really taking a generic range of back-end systems and exposing them through a metadata model as lists inside SharePoint. Once we have them exposed as lists inside SharePoint, we can, for the most part, do all the sorts of things that you'd expect to be able to do with any other list inside SharePoint. There are some caveats, and I'd encourage you to look at the SharePoint SDK to get an understanding around how BCS does place some restriction on the lists that are created. So in summary, we now have rich native support for SharePoint and CRM 2011. And for those of us who have done a lot of work with CRM 4 and done a lot of integration heavy lifting with CRM 4 and SharePoint, this is a really exciting new set of features. So we're now able to work with SharePoint document libraries and folders as though they are native features inside Dynamics CRM. It provides us with now very rich document management capability, the full power of SharePoint's document management capability, right inside the CRM UI. We have support for both SharePoint 2010 and SharePoint 2007, although the richest support obviously comes with the latest release. So my guidance is you really want to be running SharePoint 2010 to get the most out of this feature. And again, it's working across all of our offerings. So it's working across CRM Online, SharePoint Online, CRM Partner Hosted on-premise, and SharePoint likewise. And then turning things around, we have the option of surfacing our CRM data back through SharePoint using the Business Connectivity Services.